Ion says, you coined it, Ginny Bell, it's BobNet. The neural net conductivity and the capacitation is only limited by your engagement of BobNet. So the question is, what is BobNet? Is it the new technology like Coldplay?
What is BobNet? That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
That's Ginny's term.
Yeah. What is BobNet, Ion?
You want to give any credence to that, Ion?
It's in your inbox, Bob.
Okay, I'll walk over, and I'll tell you who's calling.
Nope.
What's the number? I don't know who that is.
Nope.
Why are we getting calls? Is that the Trump calling us, Ion?
We told you to answer the damn phone, but you don't, so okay.
China embraces genetic modification.
No, the most current one, Bob. The most current one. That was days ago, Bob.
Okay, this one. Discover Aglai, the accelerator under the Louvre that unlocks secrets of artifacts. Oh, Jesus. Roxy would go nuts over this. This is something to do with the... someone writes, LOL, you guys are really funny. Just hold on till the king comes in the cloud.
Wow.
What is this? Is a
send it to me, Bob. Forward it to
Aglai. Okay, Aglai. Why are you bringing in the
Louvre? A-G-L-A-E. Mm-hmm.
Right. Why are you bringing in the Louvre?
It's the answer to the question. What was the question, Bob?
Yeah, what was the question, Kellen? It was the angel...
BobNet.
BobNet. So the Louvre
this is BobNet. This is BobNet. This is BobNet.
This would be the whole network, Ophanel influencing King Francis I and Leonardo da Vinci and all that stuff. That
Lord suffering cats. Woo, 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 yeah. No, you asked a question. The answer to the question is that link. Okay.
Yeah, the link.
Do you have another question?
The building of the Louvre is what you mean, Bob, is involved in the building of the Louvre.
No, you're the accelerator.
The connection, the accelerator to the artifacts. Proofs in the pudding. Is there a pudding? Artifacts.
Is that in the picture?
Only a fraction of the 30,000 accelerators around the world are used for scientific research. Accelerators have diverse uses in varying fields, and perhaps one of the most unexpected is their role in cultural preservation. At first glance, it may seem incongruous to find such a machine in the Louvre, the prestigious Parisian Museum, yet situated 15 meters under the glass pyramid is an accelerator called Aglai. For accelerator Grand Louvre, analyze elementaire. It ascertains the amounts and combinations of elements in the museum's artifacts. So that's cool. Is that
what is this machine?
Is that like a spectrometer, Ion? Kind of.
It's like that. You would be able to recognize it or put in that classification, but it does things that's not what it says. It does other things too.
Right. Right, right.
And the museum managers know it? It's not a hidden machine.
Well, we don't know about all that. Well, they know there's light switches, but they don't know that it turns on the lights at the gas station down the street sometimes either.
Mm-hmm. So it is an artifact from the past or something that CERN made?
We worked this out already. There is no time.
Right, so what is this accelerator count?
So it's just now. It's just now. Just second now. Just now.
What do you understand the accelerator does?
It analyzes artifacts for the elements, so it can time them, place them, authenticate them, all that neat stuff.
And what's that got to do with me?
That's what you do.
I do that with artifacts all the time?
You do that with everything, Bob.
Right. Am I Ophanel? I mean, is that Ophanel, what Ophanel does?
Well, kind of ask and answer.
We'll assume he does, Carol.
Yes. It's a yes, yes.
No, we said asked and answered, so yeah.
I asked about that.
A million times.
So was the accelerator placed there by King Francis I or Leonardo da Vinci?
Leopold
put it there. On Bob's, did I give it to him?
You loaned him the money to do it.
An accelerator count. That's some kind of 19th century technology or very
modern? Read the article, Bob. Just read the article.
It didn't come in the email, so.
It was in the what was sent. Discover algae. Click on something and you get the article.
Ah, neat. Well, that's a very nice present from Ion. Nice bit of information. Okay, Carolyn, shall I go forward and do something?
Well, I have more questions, but...
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
All righty. Make sure I have...
How nice. And here's another little thing we just sent you to about why you're busy.
Oh, Carolyn, as you're looking at that, let's see if this connects.
Yeah.
Roxy wanted to know about the mountain with the black pyramid in the Antarctic, or Antarctica.
It's just a piece of rock.
The mountain with the black pyramid. Anything significant there? Or
Barbara was talking about that.
I don't know.
She was.
Ion, what is there a pyramid that humans made there?
Yeah.
See, it's not something in the rock, Carol. It's a pyramid.
Amenhotep the third did it.
Right, and did he use modern technologies or stuff we don't even have?
Yeah.
He did.
Both.
So what's the significance of it in relation to activity?
It's the Middle Kingdom.
Hmm. An environment like
there's a total of five. There's a total of five remaining. So the five bodies are going to hang on one more second, but there were 11 from Dashur in Egypt.
Are you saying 11 pyramids?
Total.
Right, and they were all built in Antarctica?
They're coming.
So, but the one we're talking about is in the Antarctica. Was the Antarctica a cold region when it was built, the first black pyramid?
Doesn't matter.
It was built. And does it serve something to do with the Trump administration? Or
certainly. No, yes, don't confuse it. Yes. Just yes.
Well, yeah, that count. It has something to do with our time right now. And that's when they'll discover.
Well, everything does, really.
Okay, everything always does relate to every moment that ever is. Every event. Everything relates to any event, correct?
Yeah.
Are CERN listening to our, people in CERN listening to our sessions regularly?
When they can.
Right. What holds them up from it?
We do.
Okay. Do they listen to this session or the stuff on Payday?
Sometimes neither.
No, they have a universal logo for human rights Ion sent us. These are different offerings to be a symbol for human rights, Ion? Different proposals?
No. They don't mean that. It's the shine, the picture.
The picture itself is significant.
Correct. That big shape.
The main one that's highlighted, the pyramid with the coffin in front of it, sarcophagus.
Mm-hmm. That's not a sarcophagus. That's a division between the kingdoms, like Westworld. We already showed you.
Right. When you say the Black Pyramid is the third one of the kingdoms, I think you said the third.
Yeah. Middle kingdom.
Does that mean people live in it?
No.
Is it a symbol of the Middle Kingdom, or it is the Middle Kingdom?
It's in the Middle Kingdom. We've done this, Bob.
Okay. You have another question, Joe?
No, you go ahead.
He's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Are there
in your inbox.
Oh, another one. Let's see. Oh, geez, a whole bunch. It's like a ideogrammic sentence. Now, this shows a pyramid, vectors of Egyptian Sphinx. What does that relate to? Activities in Maui?
The answer to your question.
Well, my question was what, Carolyn? Some of the Black Pyramid and sort of different questions. Has it something to do with Trump or with our time? That is the answer?
Yes.
I see. So we're retrieving Egyptian powers through the pharaoh of Trump?
Codes and symbols.
Right, but not the actuality.
Well, that's now we're negotiating.
Right, so we have not had Egypt the way Trump's going to bring it in, the pharaonic aspect?
Yet. Yet.
Yet.
Not yet. That's Russian. Net.
Yeah. Is he aware of this pharaonic role he's going to adopt?
Well, we try to keep it low. We keep it low, low.
Keep him dimly aware.
Yes.
So what is he going to do? You say he's anxious to go. The inauguration is a nuisance, but as soon as that's over, so is he going to start signing legislation the day after the inauguration?
The day of inauguration, probably.
Okay. These symbols you're sending, it seems to be quite a pretty alphabet. Who made these, and what are they referring to?
In the answer to your questions, Bob.
Right. So did I make these letterings?
You are. You haven't made all of them yet because I haven't sent them to you yet.
Right. So you're making
them. You're making them.
We don't bring them to you.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not making them to you. I'm making them.
Yeah, and we're sending them to you. So
What do they refer to?
They're the answer to your question.
About Trump and the Black Pyramid? Is that what my question was? I asked several questions.
Yes, the accelerator, how it connects, what it does.
So this is about 2017, the events that are unfolding now. This is an alphabet describing what's happening in CERN. What was Carol White's term? I did delete that, but I wanted to get that. Mm-hmm. Force vortices. Let's see.
It's the representation and the answer. That is the last kings, Bob. The last kings.
Right. That's what we're entering into now. Carol and I are one of the last kings and queens.
You?
Yeah. Here it is. Force-free vortices. Oh, so right in the middle of these images, Carol, we get an email from Alyssa. Look what she says. Alyssa says, there it is. She says, tonight, can we discuss Charlie Chaplin as a vorticist? And so we're talking about force-free vortices when she brings up vorticism. I am. Now, you don't like Carol White's ramblings, but the phrase but we could take the word force-free vortices, which is maybe a term in physics, and then Ian would adapt that term. What are we doing to force-free vortices knowledge? Are we enhancing it? Are we changing it? Are we obsolescing it?
Yeah, you're changing. You're converting the vortex from a free to a forced.
Right, and we do that because that knowledge is not adequate to describing pole play and the ice.
No, it describes the movement of fluids on a curved path or a flow.
This is sort of directed at Carolyn, but I'm probably something interesting to say. There's a vaccine.
Notice he qualified that. He qualified that with probably Carolyn, so it'll be all right.
Mm. What's probably Carolyn's, Carolyn?
I don't know.
Your words will probably be important. Go ahead.
Her words, not just Ion. All right, so is the son of Robert Kennedy a vaccine skeptic, Carolyn? Is he the...
He is. He speaks out against vaccines.
Yeah, and he's the ecology guy. He worries about pollution and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, Trump called him to request the meeting, and Kennedy accepted the position on the new commission.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
So the follow-up question is, that's why you're going to get a call. Trump has Bob's mind. He's skeptical of all the bullshit establishment like I am because he doesn't know anything, and he knows they know less. Is that accurate, what I just said, Ian?
Yeah, he says I'm supposed to listen to the people who told me without any doubt or question that they were weapons of mass destruction. These are the same people I'm supposed to trust to tell me that Russia is a hacker or a hicker or a hooker or a hopper or something. Yeah, so no, I think I'll figure it out myself.
Yeah, so is Trump of a skeptical mind, because he's well-educated like I am about issues. Trump listens to people.
Well, we don't want to put him out. We don't want to put him in that kind of category, Bob. We don't want to give him a disservice here. I mean, he's never followed the subgenius, and he's never had to deal with the Willowies, and he's never had to go through Joe Dunn Sloan, and he's never had to deal with the Worcesters and their little lovers. So, no, he's not quite up to your standard and par, Bob. But, oh, speaking of par, that's another one that comes along. But, you know, what you going to do?
Yeah, but he's pretty good. In other words,
he's a May Brussels kind of guy. He's a May Brussels kind of guy.
Right. But the point is that Carolyn wouldn't be so far out to him.
No, she's okay.
Okay.
Well, you can't offend the people who are going to be out with their axes and pitchforks and torches. So you cannot offend them. Those are very waspish people. They are not offended. I don't know how to have a nice way to say this. Okay?
The ones who support the establishment view.
The one who made him president.
The ones who made him president. The Tea Party. The Tea Party people.
Kind of.
Yeah.
They're not really, but sort of.
Well, they're infiltrators of the Tea Party. They're the six people you said run Washington 5 years ago. Those guys.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe women. Now, you're saying those people would not question vaccine establishment protocol.
Correct.
Right.
They'd have no reason to.
Yeah, they're very straight, as they say, very literal, and want the America to be what it is, and they don't like the
avant-garde, yeah. Well, they might like McLuhan if they could support it or find out something about it or know something or get something, you see, but even he can't do that, so no, you see.
Ion, here's something. How they write this. President-elect Donald Trump asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a proponent of a widely discredited theory that vaccines cause autism. So they put him down. You know, they don't report.
The journalists are the...
They don't report.
Right.
To chair a new commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity.
They judge. They fix the blame.
The stunning move pushes up against established science, medicine, and the government's position on the issue.
And Trump should be not inaugurated.
It comes after Trump, who has long been critical of vaccines, it comes after Trump met at Trump Tower with Kennedy, who has spearheaded efforts to roll back child vaccination laws. Sounds like the child work laws. Trump's transition officials did not respond to requests for comment, blah, 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 blah.
Well, let me see. I don't have any questions, so what am I missing? Happy with the Trump world, happy with our world. Happy with Ion.
Okay, well, ask some more questions about the white stone in the body. Did you hear what it's doing? It's dumping out heavy metals. It's our ascension.
Does the white stone contain the eye cell?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Okay. What else is there, Carol? They're asking him to stop his tweeting. His personal account. Is that going to happen, Ion?
Nope.
They who?
It is,
The people. 40% of 6% of Americans are saying it's outrageous. It's terrible what Trump's doing. And this is what the media is saying. Is he going to stop, Ion?
Nope.
Good. Not listening to these opinions.
Well, that's what he's built. This is what he's built. He goes around the media. There is no Clinton News Network. He says, fuck the media. I don't need the media. I'll tell you what I want you to know.
Yeah, the Hollywood executives, they have their annual releasing the winter season shows. Oh, that's someone we know. Who? That's Corbin. I think that's Corbin. Yeah, it's Corbin. So they're going to have their press conference with the announcing the winter TV shows coming up. And they're not going to stay around to ask questions, answer questions from the regular
right.
press.
He's not
going
to give to him. And guess what? He won his lawsuit over his nasty tweet.
Ian, the executives of Hollywood aren't going to. Are they learning Trump's point of ignoring the older
they're
media?
Getting it.
They're getting it. Yeah, the head of it said, we realize we go directly to the consumer through social media. Why do we go through the media?
Yeah. So, Madeleine Albright is about to have a kidgasm. She is about to kill herself.
Who?
Madeleine Albright.
What? She's the old state secretary of state. Why would she care about Hollywood?
She's having a cow. No, it's not Hollywood. That is Donald Trump's tweeting. You're talking about tweeting.
Their sense of state protocol and state diplomacy and state etiquette is just, Trump's just so beyond it, they think a monster's taken over.
It's great. Right? It's great. Because now
they think it's a monster. Yeah.
They think, they think it's freaking out all of the America's closest allies. And it is.
And that's good. It's all good. And then they showed the ambassadors, a few of them crying because he's firing all of them.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So what else can we talk about besides Trump, Carolyn?
But the moment he got elected, they should have known their days were numbered. So it's just alligator tears. Well,
They never took him seriously in the first place.
They didn't know
6 hours after the polls closed, they still thought this was going to be a short night. They were going to have glass ceilings and champagne and ripple and happy days.
Yes.
Bill even knew President Clinton was going to ride on into the White House, didn't he?
What? Say that again.
Bill thought Hillary was going right on into the White House.
Bill didn't even understand.
Right.
Okay, that's something. A week before the election, a guy who did a book on them, not a federal book, I don't think, but he seemed to be allowed to hang out with Bill Clinton. He said that Clinton threw his cell phone in the Atlantic River, Georgia River or something, because the Democratic committee people running her campaign wouldn't listen to his advice. Is that true? Did he throw his, was he frustrated
no.
a week before?
Well, he was frustrated, but he didn't throw anything in the river.
Did he, but he didn't believe, he just thought Hillary could do better. He didn't think Hillary would lose.
Right.
Right. Okay. The night there's that same guy. No, maybe someone else said they wouldn't name themselves. That Hillary called this person up 6:30 in the morning, was crying and complaining and really in bad shape. Now you implied that, but that report of the person, it might have been a woman friend that Hillary called. That's a true report. That Hillary called 6:30 in the morning and was really distraught.
She's messed up. Yep. Still is.
She still messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're already trying to dry her out for the inauguration.
Right. Listen to this. So where she lives in Chippecatic, wherever that is, Chippecatic, you know, where they live, have a
Chappaquiddick.
House. Well, that's where Ted Kennedy got nailed in 1970. They're up there.
No.
1969, the day of the moon flight.
No.
That's Chappaquiddick. You're saying something different. What's so funny? That's so funny.
We made it make you laugh.
What's funny? It's not Chappaquiddick, Carolyn. So what are you laughing at, Ion? That I thought it was Chappaquiddick?
It's Chappaqua.
Right. It's not Chappaquiddick.
But we say Chappaquiddick.
Oh, you caused the problem and then
we caused
joking. You fucked up Bob again. Okay. All right. So laughing at
good
Bob.
Thing he likes to, good thing he likes to fuck.
What did he say, Carol?
Good thing Bob
likes
to fuck.
Yeah, I like to fuck. Okay, so the question was, neighbors of the Clintons report, this is an article a few weeks ago, they catch them walking in the woods, Bill and Hillary. And they bump into them and they say, oh, so tragic, you didn't win and all this. Neighborhood talk. Neighborhood faux friendliness. Are those doubles walking around in their neighborhood?
No.
Doubles of Bill and Hillary?
No.
So if she's all fucked up and can't come to the inauguration, she can look normal to her neighbors by walking in the woods near their home.
I guess. Yeah. It's no big deal. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
New York.
What?
It's the bowels of New York, bro.
Right. So, and the neighbors care, but so that I thought they were doubles. So
well, they don't really care too much. She's caused so much trouble already that they had to buy the house next door just to keep people off of them.
Right. You mean people spying on them, or
no? They were causing so much trouble and problems and screaming and hollering and biting and killing and shooting.
Oh,
they had to buy the neighbor's house. Noise, yeah. Like you know, the way you and Carolyn go at it.
That's right. So there's so much noise that the neighbors complain. So the Clintons helped the neighbors by buying the next house so neighbors couldn't hear them.
Right. With more space. Make the dirt road longer, Bob.
Yeah. So a lot of the neighbors know what jerks they are.
Do.
Right. Like JW did. JW knew that a long time ago. All right. So. So she basically is alcoholic and stone drunk all the time?
Drunk and medicated to death.
Yeah. Now, I think if I was her in her position of what her ambitions were, I would be very upset, almost suicidal. So it's understandable how upset she is. She's no superwoman. She's a normal human, and she's very distraught that her history, her whole career will go down as a historical mistake. Right? Is that what you're worried about?
She's lived her whole entire life to be president.
Right.
Every step she's made was to be the president, period.
Even meeting Bill Clinton and getting involved with him that early.
Even dealing with him, that's what it was about. You better believe it.
And she was inspired to be president because she knew her father had the inside track on China?
And she's just grubbing for it, Bob. She's shaking that moneymaker, Bob, that's all.
But she knew what her father had done in relation to China.
Yeah, but that didn't mean anything now. She didn't mean anything lately.
So she could, it would not be surprised. It's just so disruptive of life. Anybody's life goal, if it gets disrupted like that, is a shock to the system and might commit suicide. So she has to be medicated because she would commit suicide, correct?
Potentially. She potentially would be very susceptible to it. Just because of the disdain. I mean, what can she do now? What's she going to do? What's she going to go work at the Huddle House?
Right. even William Irwin Thompson, Carolyn, who voted for Hillary, said that Bill and Hillary should disappear so that he and his buddies can revamp the Democratic Party, restructure it. But even he says they should disappear. So that's how bad her image is right now. So she has to be medicated. What else?
Kind of like you are, Bob. Kind of like you are, Bob.
And she's got diseases that are medicating her, too. So if she's got Parkinson's, then she's on really heavy medication.
For diseases, too.
Yeah.
Besides peace of mind.
Yeah.
So will she gradually disappear out of the media scene, Aya?
She all but has. Isn't she? Hasn't she all but already? She's not on the huffing, smuffing coast. Nothing, nothing post no more. So she's all but
she only tweets, you know, once a week.
So more and more as Trump has a victorious rule, the Democrat people who supported Hillary more and more realize what a mistake she was, and they'll not want to think about her. They're gradually adjust to the new Trump vibe, right?
Well, they're going to run for their lives. They're just running for their lives. They're scared to death. They don't know what's up, Bob. They can't figure out which end is up. They have no clue what they're going to do.
They're like Mae Brussel. A Nazi got in power, and the Nazi's going to kill us. They actually believe the fascism that they project on them, right? They think they're going to be in trouble.
Basically.
Yeah. Barbara Streisand must be, you know, Heidi must have gone to Tibet or something.
Good. She needs to go.
Who's someone that I wouldn't expect, for, I don't know, different reasons, whatever charisma they have, who is afraid? Like, is Leonardo DiCaprio afraid? The actor.
Yes, but not for those reasons. He's mortified because, see, if Trump shuts it all down, they're not even going to have a what's her name? Sissy Spacek? No. What's her name? Susan Sarandon? No. What's her name? The trollop. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Meryl Streep. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Meryl Streep. Yeah, that's what it was. We were looking for it. She sits up there. Well, if you leave it to this, like this, going like this, all you're going to have to watch is NASCAR and the World Wrestling Federation. That's all that's going to be left. Well, that's been your complaint all along. There's nothing on damn TV now with them running everything. They're damn
right.
So they're saying, oh, there's going to be a football or something ridiculous to be to occupy your unabated time to the point that it's just how ridiculous it is that you get people over. And her real name is Gummer, by the way. She's a Gummer. She married a Gummer. So it won't take long until she realizes that she has hoisted her own petard too far.
Right. Now, so these establishment stars don't recognize the creativity that Web 2.0 and coming web developments will create new kinds of...
Oh, they recognize it. They recognize it, but they hate it because they don't get paid for it.
Yeah.
Web 2.0 don't pay.
Well, who doesn't? The people making stuff that hates it, or Meryl Streep hates it?
Meryl Streep hates it.
Yeah.
It's destroyed her world.
Does she have people like George Clooney around her supporting her today so she can ignore the hate that's on the Twitter world against her? Can she ignore that, or does it bother her that she didn't get a positive response on a level she might
have? No, not so much. Nobody's doing it much.
Nobody's doing what?
Doing much. They're all crying. They're running for the hills. They're trying to get their little bit of poison out of the house quickly and move on quickly before it goes any worse. It's really bad, Bob. It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
Are you
Bob.
Quoting Trump when you say that? That's what
really bad. Yeah, really bad. It's really bad.
Yeah. But the point is, she's not worried about the hatred on the Twitter. She's too busy running.
Yeah, she's running. They all are. They all are. They absolutely all are.
So they actually meant it. Madonna today is interviewed recently and crying that she's in total fear. They're not running.
Madonna already lives in London. Where's she running to?
Yeah, right. But are you saying, when you say Streep and them are running, you mean mentally, emotionally? They're not actually leaving
the
country.
They are. They certainly are. They're fixing to leave. You better believe it. You're going to go.
She's not going to live long, did you say?
Or she's going to leave quickly.
Right. So, Carolyn, you mean like people? Average citizens might kill her? Is that kind of what she has to worry about?
All of it. There's no difference.
Right. Okay, that
and
means...
And then they have to fight for it.
Carolyn, that means politics mixes in with entertainment, what they call the military-industrial entertainment complex. The entertainment... Mucky mucks, they have to be aligned with the White House and all that, and then they can't keep making movies if they don't have their president in. Is it that controlled, Ion?
Yes. See, it was the fluke was that Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, because of their Semitic upbringing, put them in a very unpopular position.
You mean historically, 50, 60 years ago?
Yeah, they can't have the Jews running the joint.
So who ran the Jews? The CIA?
No one. They're still running it. Sounds good.
Right. Well, so what's that got to do with being... We're talking about how the White House guy, I can't even remember their names, Eisner or these people that run David Geffen or something, that run Hollywood or have a big effect, they have to have a president supporting them or they can't get their big productions done?
Right. It affects everything. It changes the economy. If everybody's making money, they're not going to the movies. They're not going to the movies. They're not doing all that.
Right. Yeah. So you were just saying, what's the Jewish factor got to do with it? They were outsiders?
They are still outsiders, happily so, but they were running it. They were running Hollywood.
And then
forever.
Until today?
Until very recently.
So now they're out because of Trump.
Well, not all of them, but some of them.
Right. And is it that Trump is anti-Semitic?
No, he's furthest thing from it. But his daughter converted. She's very, very Orthodox.
Right. Right. So
very, very supportive. Why do you think we've taken you all the way into the Hebrew prayers and brushing up on your Hebrew and the blessing, trying to get that all in place, Bob, so that you're Baruch Adonai Elohim Eloheinu can kick in. So you got to get you right.
What's that Baruch Lekahena? What's that?
That's Hebrew, Bob. You'll be reciting it before breakfast. Don't worry.
So
the Shema and the Barakou, yeah, and
okay,
the Mourner's Kaddish, you'll be doing all of it.
You're saying the Jews are on the outs.
No, we said the Jews that run Hollywood are on the outs because they backed the wrong man.
Yeah, so then
okay.
What? That doesn't stop Hollywood. New people could come
yes,
in.
Yes, it does, but they don't. You've got to have banks that will give you money. He just closed the banks, he, Donald Trump.
Well,
that's all
he,
over.
Okay, so the White House determines who lends money to the big Hollywood executives, and because
no,
they
say who's in vogue. They say who's in vogue. But the same as Miss Wintour tells you what's in vogue.
Right, but you're saying that Trump's controlling what's in vogue?
Yep,
oh, come on,
he will.
Of course.
He will. He will. In about a second, he will.
On the financial level. And so is he's going
everything is financial level, Bob. We've been telling you this.
Yeah, okay.
We've talked to you for hours and hours
yeah,
about
yeah,
the stock
yeah,
market
yeah.
going
Wait,
up
I got some
and down
about,
and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah. So there are Jews that voted for Trump. They will be favored in Hollywood production.
They absolutely will. And you're going to watch some of the big houses. Well, all the big houses are actually already gone. All the big sets are gone. It's all moving to Georgia, Bob. It's moving to Georgia. Look it up, Bob. Look
is that
it
one
up.
Of the JWs orchestrating that?
Chances are.
Yeah. So what the thing is, Carolyn, you got why would Trump spend his time deciding which directors get to make what? It's a...
Because he's a maniacal motherfucker. He has to control everything.
Well, then the people are justified to be afraid because he's unfairly going to meddle.
He's going to tear them up. Yeah. Everything you could ever think of, he's going to do that and a little bit more. Yep, it's going to be bad.
Well, why is he going to do all that? Why not? No. Okay, you don't mind him doing that.
No, we're thrilled. It's what they need.
Because he will be open to our stuff.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's going to make way for you.
Right. So you're saying he may be controlling
things. Some say he already have.
He may be controlling things, and he does that, but he has good taste. He knows we got to make better movies or something. That's what you would say.
We would say it the same thing. We would back you up and say, what the fuck are you talking about? This is exactly what Marshall McLuhan told you was going to be.
Try to tell that to the McLuhan family or anybody.
I mean, exactly. Well, look at these words and look at what's actually going down. It's going down, Bob.